Right. Now we're going to hear glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth and cotton response to residual at-plant herbicides applied on the soil surface of pre-plant incorporated. Jeremy Kickler, University of Georgia.
Glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth has been a hot topic in cotton production over the last several years. As the extension agent in the county where the first glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth population was confirmed, I've been trying to help my growers deal with this for quite a while now. Growers in my area have gone back to more primitive means of weed control, such as plowing cotton and other commodities, and also hand weeding has become a very important component of weed control management systems. It's effective, but it's time consuming and also very expensive. I have seen growers shift their acres of conservation tillage and strip till over to more conventional type means of tillage due to the fact that they're struggling with erratic rainfall patterns and also dry weather during planting times. So my growers are struggling with getting their residual herbicides activated. And there's a lot of interest from them in incorporating residual herbicides again. So the objective of our experiment was to determine if growers would benefit from incorporating residual herbicides in dryland cotton production. This field experiment was conducted at two locations. One was Macon County, where the Palmer response from the residual herbicides were evaluated, and the other location was in Tie-Tie, Georgia, where we evaluated crop response from the residual herbicides in a weed-free environment. The plot size was 6 by 25 feet, replicated 3 times in a dryland cotton scenario, and Phytogen 485 was planted in Macon County, and Phytogen 375 was planted at Tie-Tie, and both were wide-strike Roundup Ready Flex varieties. We had 20 treatments in this field experiment, and a factorial treatment arrangement was used that consisted of 2 herbicide application methods and 10 herbicide options. The 2 herbicide application methods consisted of a PPI, or pre-plant incorporated, and a pre-emerge or pre-emerge application method. The PPI application method consisted of spraying the herbicide, then taking a rototiller and incorporating that residual herbicide to a depth of 3 inches, and then we come back and planted cotton. The pre-emerge application method consisted of planting cotton and then coming back with a pre-emerge application of the residual herbicide. The herbicide treatments and the rates. On the left-hand side of the slide lists the residual herbicides that were applied by themselves. We wanted to evaluate the crop response and also the response of Palmer amaranth. But we also evaluated Prowl Reflex, which is a commonly used tank mix in my area, and also Prowl Reflex with Staple. Also keep in mind that not all of these herbicides are labeled for a PPI or pre-emerge application. This was the rainfall events that were recorded at the Macon County site. We received 3 significant rainfall events before we planted cotton on April 24th. So we had great soil moisture conditions to incorporate our residuals and also to apply our pre-emerge herbicides. The cotton then emerged 5 days later on April 29th. Our next significant rainfall event happened on May 5th, which was 12 days after we planted. So our residual herbicides that were applied pre-emerge laid on the surface for 12 days after they were applied. Since we had so many treatments, I decided to report the data based on herbicide application or herbicide application method. This is the percent Palmer amaranth control from my residual herbicides applied pre-emerge at 14 days after planting. On the y-axis is the percent palmer control, and on the x-axis, the residual herbicides are listed. Reflex, Staple, and Direx was the most effective, but Triflam was the least. We also wanted to see if we could get an increase in control of Palmer amaranth when we incorporated the residual herbicides and compare it to the control that we got from the pre-emerge applications. If there was an increase in control from incorporating, then that increase is shaded blue. All the residual herbicides, for the exception of Direx and Cotteran at 14 days after planting, had a significant increase in control when they were incorporated. And Treflan had the most response from being incorporated. This is the untreated check in Macon County, and we had a pretty good population to work with. The Treflan, and you can see the response that we got on the right-hand side in the PPI application method. And the reflex. This is the percent Palmer amaranth control at 28 days after planting from our residual herbicides applied pre-emerge. Reflex, Staple, and Diuron again was the most effective, but this time dual magnum, Prowl, and Treflan was the least. And when we looked at the PPI application method, again, we've seen that all the residual herbicides had a significant increase in control when they were incorporated, except for Diuron and Cotteran. And we also seen that Treflan had the greatest response to be from it being incorporated. This is the percent Palmer amaranth control. And we looked at the Prowl Reflex and the Prowl Reflex Staple tank mixes at three different times after planting, at 14, 28, and 63 days after planting. At 14 days after planting, there was no significant difference between the Prowl Reflex Staple and the Prowl Reflex when they were applied pre-emerge, and there was no significant difference between the two application methods. At 28 days after planting, the Prowl Reflex Staple was more effective compared to the Prowl Reflex when it was applied pre. But when we incorporated Prowl Reflex and evaluated it at 28 days after planting, we seen a significant increase in control of Palmer amaranth. At 63 days after planting, again, we seen that Prowl Reflex Staple was more effective compared to Prowl Reflex when it was applied pre-emerge, and both tank mixes were more effective when they were applied PPI at 63 days after planting. The Prowl Reflex Staple at the Macon County site, and you can compare that to the Prowl Reflex. This is the rainfall that we recorded at the Tie Tie site. We had a little different scenario here where we didn't have the soil moisture to incorporate our residual herbicides or apply our pre-emerge herbicides. But we received a significant rainfall 2 days after application. So our pre-emerge residual herbicides were activated 2 days after planting. But as the cotton emerged on May 20th, we received a lot of rainfall during emergence. And that's going to impact our data here at this location. This is the percent cotton injury at 24 days after planting in Tie-Tie from our residual herbicides applied pre. We've seen a lot of Prowl injury and dual magnum injury at this site. We were seeing some foliar uptake of pendimethalin in the cotton injury that we've seen here. This is an example of Prowl injury that we've seen. We've seen a lot of this in my area, and a lot of growers thought it was a reflex injury. Some of the symptoms that we've seen was enlarged cotyledons, stunted leaves, and also tightened internodes. So when we receive a significant amount of rainfall during cotton emergence, we see some foliar uptake of Prowl. This is the percent cotton injury at 24 days after application when we looked at the PPI application method of the residual herbicides. Here, dual magnum was the only herbicide that showed significant injury compared to the untreated check. When we evaluated the cotton injury from the prowl reflex and prowl reflex staple tank mixes, we seen significant injury when those tank mixes were applied pre-emerge, and it was the prowl injury that we were seeing. Seed cotton yield in tie-tie from the residual herbicides applied pre. The red line denotes yields less than the untreated weed-free control. Dual magnum and prowl reduced cotton significantly compared to reduced cotton yield significantly compared to the untreated weed-free check. But when we compared the yield from the PPI applications and compared it to the pre-emerge applications, dual magnum reduced yield significantly compared to the untreated check, but prowl did not when it was incorporated. When we looked at the tank mixes and when they were applied pre-emerge, they significantly reduced yield compared to the weed-free untreated check. So when diuron reflex and staple were applied pre-emerge, they provided 73 to 79% control. Prowl, Cotteran, Dual, Treflan provided 46 to 63% control. The PPI applications provided 14 to 40% greater control for all herbicides, for the exception of Cotteran and diuron. When we looked at the prowl reflex staple, it provided 15 to 16% more control compared to prowl reflex when they both were applied pre-emerge at 28 to 63 days after planting. Prowl reflex at 28 days after planting, and both tank mixes at 63 days after planting were 10 to 12% more effective than being applied pre-plant incorporated. Prowl pre caused 23% injury, but no injury PPI, and dual magnum caused 12 to 13% injury pre and PPI. Prowl reduced yield 11% when it was applied pre, and dual magnum reduced yield 8%. Is there any questions?
Any questions for our speaker?
Over here.
Yes, sir.
Is reflex label pre-plant incorporated?
No, sir.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.